Oh man.
Okay. Well, you ready?
Yeah.
Do this. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Stands Next Door. This episode is long overdue, and if we say anything or report on anything that is old news, just bear with us. We had to take a little break, technical difficulties, still in different states, but just a little bit harder than the last time.
Just different states.
In different states, but like different than the original different ones ever in.
Different states, yeah.
Yeah, but these are things that we still want to talk about because it's our podcast, and so if the news is just slightly outdated, you still get to hear our thoughts on it. It's fine.
Yeah. And of course, this is the episode after the Grammys, so I think you already know what's coming there as well.
Oh, do we have opinions?
Woo!
Okay, so let's just get started with the Grammys. Let's just jump right into
dive
it.
Into it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the award itself that BTS was nominated for. Okay, because that one shocked me, right? Best duo/group. And they lost to Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande.
You not a duo or a group.
No, like the song was good. Don't get me wrong. I loved the song. The video was cute. I liked the little dance. But they lost to BTS, or they won to BTS.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It was, and honestly, I feel like we should have expected some shit like this because it's not the first time that the Grammy has pulled an obvious win from an artist. But the fact that they had the opportunity to bring together, you know, yes, it's an American, I guess, American like award, music award. We had the opportunity to highlight and show, like, not only do we care about American artists, but we also just care about artists in general. Doesn't matter where you're from, doesn't matter, you know, what you look like or anything. If you make a good song, you're eligible for a Grammy. But this kind of shows that's not the case. It doesn't matter the talent, it doesn't matter the skill. I'm not saying Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga aren't skillful or talentful, that's not a word. Or have talent. Yeah. But that's an obvious like favoritism.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. Even like if people want to use the whole like their music's in Korean and not English, they came out with Dynamite and that song was on the top 100 spot, like number one spot for how many weeks?
Exactly.
And it still didn't get anything.
And that was in English.
Yeah. It's like they literally did what you wanted them to do.
Well, then it like bases a question or poses a question, regardless if they sung in English or Korean, they're not American.
But we have a bunch of other artists at the Grammys all the time who aren't technically American.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like people from the other side. The other side of the world.
I just think it's almost as dumb as if they were to create their own like K-pop category, BTS won. Like it's literally saying the same thing. If you're going up against other artists, Western artists, you're not going to win. Regardless of how big you are globally, you're not going to win. And this literally just put it on a big flashing billboard that is what it is.
Yeah. It just feels like to me, it's like somebody has to feel threatened. Right. Because the votes are done by like voting. Right. So it's like, who's threatened by like this BTS coming in, like all these other K-pop groups? It's like, it's okay to give them the award.
It's almost like they see that the standard is going to be raised.
Oh,
and then Western artists are not going to be able to go up to that standard.
Like they're lazy. They don't want to do it.
Yeah. If you look at K-pop idols, you know, sometimes I think the biggest argument is like, oh, vocally, they're not as strong. But you're taking a group that can sing, mm-hmm. can dance, mm-hmm. are visually appealing.
Very, yes.
And they're performing. And so, and they're seeing the response from the fans that, that they're getting. So maybe they're like, if this becomes the norm, all these people who just stand here and do a little like one and two and three and four, and that's it, they're going to start losing.
Yeah.
Because fans are like, hey, we want a performance. We want a full on, you're dancing honestly. From the beginning to the end of the song.
Well, and like, it's kind of fair. I mean, if that's not your style, like that's not the kind of artist you are, like that's cool. But it's just like, if I'm giving you like a bunch of money, like give me something back. And I think that's where K-pop totally exceeds in this, right? Think about how much work and stuff goes into like their albums. Mm-hmm. Like we get picked, like people go crazy over these albums just for pictures. Like they're just pictures. You can just print them off the internet, but like that doesn't matter. And so it's like people will buy all these albums and then like they make the concerts, like this holy extra thing with like light sticks and all this mm-hmm. stuff. Whereas other concerts, they're like, come to my concert. Like other artists are like, come to my concert. Like, meh, I'm going to sing for you and then I'm going to be done. And you
And I feel like if you're going to consider yourself a pop star, because if you think about all the movies and all, everything growing up that we've seen, a pop star mm-hmm. is someone who is dancing and singing. Like literally, what's a pop star? Someone who dances and sings.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gotten away from that. Like a lot of Western artists don't they do the singing part and they do it very well, but they've gotten away from the artistry of like the whole performance as a whole.
That's true. I think
K-pop, that's what they capitalize on.
Yeah.
Is the performance as a whole.
And yeah, so, nobody's coming out with boa constrictors on their shoulders anymore.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yes, 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 yes. And so that's, I feel like they might be scared or threatened at the idea of like, oh, shoot, like this is going to be, if we let this get bigger, this is going to be the standard. And this is the, you know.
That makes sense.
I don't want to do that.
Nope.
People are lazy. It's Western culture.
Oh, yeah. Because in the end, it's not about them. It's about the fans.
Exactly.
And they know that. And they don't want it to be like that.
Exactly. Here.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, that goes to show also how Grammy just uses BTS for the views.
Oh.
Like that was the biggest complaint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like people are talking about how the performance felt like it was really rushed. It was just kind of like thrown in at the end, like boop. Here's BTS, like here perform. Mm-hmm. And people are even complaining about how they only performed one song, whereas like almost everyone else did like two songs. And there's a girl on TikTok, she was talking about, she's like, they could have performed any song after their album, their new one, but they did Dynamite again. And I'm like, those poor boys are probably tired of singing Dynamite. Like, I'm sure they like, hate that song.
Blow me up with Dynamite. It's like they're going to like just change the lyrics.
Like, I think I've seen almost every one of the performances and I love it, but it's like, I'm sure they're so sick of that song.
Then when the Grammys posted, ARMYs were jamming with you tonight or something like that. They like tweeted it.
I didn't see that. No.
They tweeted out like, hey, ARMY, like we're jamming with you guys tonight. And everyone's like, nope, wrong. Like we're not jamming with you. Like that's, try again.
Not mutual.
We hate you, just so we're clear.
You suck.
You're the worst.
Well, I saw a thing. I don't know. I'm guessing it's true. I don't know how true it is. It feels like a joke about talking about how like the pre-show live stream went from like millions of views to like immediately like just dropped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the moment BTS like award thing was done. People were like, bye, log out. Mm-hmm. Which I think that should be a clear answer to the Grammys on how we feel.
Yeah. But I'm also kind of scared on the flip side of that, because I would hate for the boys or any K-pop group to start getting awards mm-hmm. just for the views that they would get. Because I would like,
right.
So let's say if they had won the Grammy, all the ARMYs probably would have stayed to watch more because they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, if they're going to win an award, I want them to win an award because they've worked for it and people have seen their talent because they're very talented. A lot of K-pop groups are.
Yeah.
And I think that's better, but I would hate for ARMY to get so obsessive with them just winning the title mm-hmm. that award shows just start giving it to them so that they're like, so it can please the fans, because the fans is what's going to carry your views. It's what's going to carry the the, you know,
right,
the watches, you know, keep the army happy, give yeah. BTS the award, they'll keep watching, it'll be good for our views. But it's like, I don't want them to just get an award because they deserve the award. I want them to get it because you see that they deserve the award.
Right. No, I get that. Well, and after this, it made me think just about like award shows in general. Like, what is the criteria here, you know, for people to get awards? I feel like there should be like a set criteria. Like you make, like you meet like blank kind of records, or you stay like number one for so many weeks and like stuff like that. That way I feel like if you see a song, like say meet so many check, like, you know, checklist off a criteria, then it's like, okay, we know they're going to be getting a Grammy this year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like almost like reaching a goal versus like a bunch of people sitting in a room and voting. Because then it's like, what kind of weight does that hold? And why are we allowing, especially with people being so upset at the Grammys, why are we allowing them to still hold so much weight and worth in the music industry?
Exactly.
If we're not happy about who they're awarding awards to or not.
That's
like, we could just be like, okay, we're done with the Grammys. Like, let's cancel the Grammys. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's very true, though. That's actually
let's really create
true.
Our own.
They only have value because everyone collectively gives the Grammys value. If everyone just is like, oh, having the Grammys nothing, then they would no longer have value.
I think the Grammys are going to have to really change. Mm-hmm. Because even like before the BTS thing, there's been a bunch of artists who have already been speaking out against the Grammys. And I think this just kind of heightens it, you know. I think we're going to see a huge switch.
Well, and I hopefully. Just feel like, don't get me wrong, Rain On Me is a good song, but like,
yeah,
they have, there's, if they're going to lose, let them lose to a song that I'm like, okay, you know what? I do hear that song everywhere. I don't even think I've really heard Rain On Me in a lot of places. Like,
no,
it's a very just generic, very generic, you know, pop radio song.
Yeah.
Like they're, yeah. They, I think individually Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande had made better songs.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande probably thought they were going to lose. They're like, oh, yeah, BTS has this one.
Yeah.
At least that's how I would feel. I'd be like, what the heck? My song won?
Stupid.
You sure? I would high when I did that. No, I'm just
kidding. Although I did see a TikTok about Beyonce.
What did it say about Beyonce?
Well, she had mentioned that she's only won 24 Grammys, but she's been nominated like 70 something times. And she's like, you know,
I saw that one.
Yeah, that's, I was kind crazy. Of like, dang, really? Like, she's the most nominated award, most nominated artist. She's only won 24 times, which, I mean, she's blessed to have won those 24 times. She said that. But I mean, it just goes to show too, even, even who we deem as, you know, one of the biggest pop contemporary, or I don't know what her fucking genre is anymore, but like, even someone as big Beyonce, as Beyonce genre. Yeah, she's gonna have her own category. Which Beyonce song wins? Like, I don't know.
I think it was so sad that they posted BTS reacting to losing. Did you watch that clip?
Yes.
That was the saddest thing.
That was heartbreaking.
In the moment. Well, first off, you look at, you have to like watch it seven times because you have to look at each member. Yeah. Jimin, he was pissed. You could see it right on his face. I was like, oh, he's so mad. But then like Namjoon was saying, I told you. And I was like, oh, he knew. I was like, he knew. And then J-Hope just laughed at the whole thing. And I was like,
just laughed through his pain.
He was so stressed. And I was like, why would you post that? And the Grammy cake in the background. Oh.
And you know what's really sad is, you know that other K-pop idols probably watched to see like if they won or not, because it would have been a big win for, I think, all of K-pop.
All K-pop. Yeah, definitely.
So awkward that, like, you know, they were like, oh, shit, that must really suck. But there is a small victory in getting nominated. And that is something that.
True.
That. Should be not overlooked. Like, they were nominated, whether it was out of wanting to draw an audience and they knew they weren't going to give it to them from the beginning, but at least they were seen at, like, they made a seat for themselves at the table. Like, they're like, okay, regardless of why you want us at the table, we're at this table now. You didn't just pick some random K-pop Korean boy group. Like, we made a seat for here at this table. So that's, I guess, a small victory.
But speaking of views, we weren't speaking of views, but we're going to speak of views again.
Okay.
Let's talk about Jungkook's V Live for a second, because this is amazing and it makes me so happy. And I just want to tell everybody, and I just want to know what happened at the Grammys headquarters, because I'm sure there's like a headquarters.
Yeah.
When they learned that Jungkook, just one solo man, one just Korean guy, you know, just one dude getting on the camera, talking about nothing, his views surpassed the views for the Grammys. Like, how amazing is that? That's even with, like, say, ARMY watching the Grammys. Like, even, like, say, if it's ARMY who, like, don't normally watch the Grammys, but everybody was watching Jungkook on V-Live. The power.
The power. Jungkook
must feel so powerful.
The power. Right? To be like, you know what? I know there's literally one of the biggest award shows going on right now. But I think I'm just going to like hop on V Live and just kind of do a bunch of lollygagging around. And people are probably going to watch me. Everyone decided to watch him lollygag in front of his camera and not one of the biggest music award shows that we have.
He's like, oh, you don't want to give me a Grammy? That's fine. I'll just take all the viewers that you want.
I'll just take the Grammys.
Oh, that must feel so good. I wonder, like, what that's like to feel like that, you know, to be in that position.
Yeah. But also, I get anxious when just I know a few people are watching me. Like, well, not anxious. Like, when I know I'm speaking in front of a lot of people, there's a hint of, like, okay, don't mess up, you know, be like yourself, but a little bit better. But. True. Imagine having that many people just staring at you and you're just kind of like doing some random shit. Like, it's not for a presentation. It's not for anything. It's just you doing some like random shit that you want to do. And people just like to watch you
just farting around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so awkward.
I mean, I'm sure he's used to it by now, but yeah. I'm sure it's still weird.
Yeah. Especially that many.
I don't think I could do a V-Live by myself.
Yeah.
Never. Amazing. I mean, I don't want them to, but I'm just saying if BTS wanted to create like an actual cult, they really could. Like, they could just activate it, you know, and they would have everybody behind them.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, though, if you really think about it.
If they wanted to do evil, they really have that power.
BTS could basically take over the world in any way that they want to. They just have to decide what they want to do. And by they, I mean RM needs to decide how he wants to take over the world.
Then yeah, he'd
them all
he'd be the disposal. Best leader.
He really would.
He'd be the best.
Ooh. But
he'd be so fair.
Speaking of sitting in front of a camera and doing a bunch of random shit. Another K-pop idol has joined YouTube as a YouTuber. Do you know who?
Okay. No.
I'll give you a hint. It's a small group and another member is also on YouTube.
The only one I can think of is Mamamoo.
Oh,
you know how Solar has that YouTube? Oh.
But not as close with it's a girl group of four members, but it's Rosé from Blackpink.
So she's on YouTube now?
Yeah, she opened up a YouTube channel, and Jennie also has a YouTube channel. I love this because I always like to see celebrities in general just like doing regular life.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see like what if she does like vlogs, or if she does like, I know Jennie kind of does more like vlog behind the scenes type stuff on her, which is really nice.
I've never seen any of Jennie's.
It's really cute. I want her to do one like, oh, on a date with GD. Or I don't know.
Yes.
But she just opened hers. And I kind of wish that same thing like when NCT does their like relay cam thing. Yeah. I really wish that there was just like the selfish part of me. So this is 100% selfish because they should be able to live life privately. Like the selfish part of me,
no.
The part of me that loves reality TV. Like, I just wish that everyone just always had a camera strapped to them and just like recorded their lives. because the things that they do, I don't know, like, it's just so weird to think, you know, like, mm-hmm. American celebs, I think I would get bored because it's like, oh, okay, they're going to go to a meeting and then they're going to go to, like, the studio probably, and then, you know, I don't know. Whereas, like, I feel like K-pop idols do, like, oh, I'm going to go on this variety show and I'm backstage and now I have to go to practice and now I'm doing this. Like, they do more in their day, I feel like.
Yeah.
I just want to see.
And they do more walking around.
Yeah.
And then they would, like, mingle with other idols.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Like, the less staged version of their real life.
Yes.
Especially NCT. I'm very curious about the whole friendship dynamics, but, like, the real friendship dynamics.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I've always, every time I see them all together, especially since they've become, like, my second alt group, like, every time I see them all together, I'm like, who is beefing with who? Like, I know for a fact there are members that want to fight each other or have fought each other. Like, I just know. Can't
get along.
Yeah. I want to know who those are.
I need somebody to write the tell-all book, you know?
Mark.
Speaking of YouTube, this is something that I actually read today in an article, and I didn't get a chance to, like, dive into it more on YouTube because we were started recording. But there's this guy on YouTube, and he goes by the name Display, but, like, instead of an I, it's like an apostrophe. Mm. Which is, like, weird or whatever. And I think he does music on YouTube, but he won't show his face. Like, he, like, I think he, like, wears a hat. So, like, you see, like, the nose down kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And everyone thinks it's Daesung from Big Bang, but he swears it's not Daesung. But even in the one picture that I saw, it does look like Daesung.
Really?
Like, how many Koreans have that nose? You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And I'm kind of like, where has he been? You know what I'm saying? So, like, maybe.
But it's weird. Like, why would he feel like he have to hide to produce? Maybe he wants to distance himself?
I think, yeah, maybe. Maybe. I think Big Bang's just bored. I think they like to do, like, weird things like that. I get that vibe from them, you know? I think they're just like, I want to try it.
I'm in literally the biggest K-pop royalty band ever. But I just want to hide my face and just see what that does.
Well, and maybe he wants to, like, see the reaction he can get from people of his music without having his name tied to it.
That's really okay. That's true. That's a good point.
I don't know. It's interesting. And I'm gonna, after this, I'm gonna, like, go on YouTube and see what I can see. But everyone thinks it's him, even though he's like, no, it's not. But I'm like, if you really aren't Daesung, then it's like you're gonna have to reveal yourself at this point.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm sorry.
Unless it's not him, but he's cashing in on his friend, like, his fans who think it is him.
True. So he's
like, I don't want to reveal myself because then they're going to, like, stop interacting with me.
He's milking it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Unless it really is him.
Maybe he, like, knew he looked like Daesung. He's like, if I cover part of my face, people might think that I am him. You just want them to come back, okay?
Katie, I think this is you.
They're not doing anything.
This is you making these rumors.
It is. It's all me. Like, this is Big Bang.
It's all a girl. And you're like, ugh, nope, I think it's him with a wig.
It's got to be him. Like, I can tell his lips. I don't know Daesung's lips. Okay, I don't know him that well.
Yes, you do. I'm just kidding. No.
There's very few K-pop idols I'd be able to tell.
Right? So I know a K-pop idol that you can tell apart. Because he's one of your biases.
Ooh.
In your favorite group.
Oh my gosh. Who are you talking about?
Which one? Other than JB. Okay. So it's like our daily dose of GOT7 because, you know, we have to have one.
Yeah.
A side note, have you ever watched those videos where it's like best leaders in K-pop or like best leaders or whatever? And it just kind of like goes through.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So when I watch those.
Those are fun.
Not a lot of those. Like, obviously, RM is going to be on there and like a few other leaders, like very the same ones pretty much, but very seldom do I find JB on there, which is kind of weird because I feel like he's I think he's a very good leader. I think his leadership style is different. Like, he's more relaxed, kind of. But this article just made me believe everything that I was thinking in my head about his leadership is true. So everyone knows by now that GOT7 split from JYP. Thank the Lord. But they all went to different agencies, which could be confusing because they're all they're still GOT7. And they've been saying that. They've been preaching that. We're still GOT7. We're still GOT7. We're just doing different things, whatever. But little did we know that JB has been taking his leadership, his leader role very, very serious and working and has been studying business so that he is better equipped to handle all their legalities and paperwork. So he has been doing that so that they can release songs faster as GOT7. But he kind of took that under his own role as the leader. So he's been studying business and he's been like doing some courses so that he actually knows what he's doing when handling the legal paperwork for GOT7. But fans were complaining because they're like, oh, where's JB? Oh, we haven't seen JB. Oh, he hasn't posted nothing, blah, blah, blah. And like, oh, he's not doing anything. But like, that's what he's been doing. It's now come out. Like, that's what he's been working on.
Behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, doing a lot of the behind the scenes things. And I have a little quote from him. He says, it's not something that's been revealed, but I thought that if, just kidding, I can't read English. It's not something that's been revealed, but I thought that if would be good for you guys. Okay, sorry, this was translated. So I'm going to try to translate it to what it should actually say. It's not something that, what is English? It's not something that's been revealed, but I thought it would do you good if you knew that I've been up. What is this wrong with this article? They like typed it the way that it translated.
It says Google Translate.
Oh, okay. I think they just typoed. Okay. Pick 17. So he said, it's not something that's been revealed, but I thought that it would be good if you guys knew what I've been up to. You can see it like...
Did he give this interview in English?
He gave it in Korean, but they just Google translated it. Because it says, you can see it like I've done everything a leader should do, but that doesn't flow. So basically, he said, like, it hasn't been revealed. It's revealed now. And he thinks now it's something that, that we should know.
You ear. This is what I'm doing.
But it's really,
that's sweet.
That's I think that he, well, I don't really know if he's still, I know he's still the leader, but technically they're not like under JYP. So I guess they could have switched things up if they wanted to.
Yugyeom's the leader now. He's like, look at me.
Everything's in reverse.
Yeah. JB's like, I want to be the magnate.
But yeah, but he did express, although he's been really busy with doing that for GOT7, that he has a very strong desire to do his own solo work. He's just kind of putting it on hold so that he can get everything in order for the group. Which I think is very leader-like of him.
I think we should all be worried about JB's solo work a little bit because he has expressed in the past how much he loves like D'Angelo and some of these other artists who had like really sexy songs. I mean, really sexy songs. And now that he doesn't have an agency to like censor him,
I think he should AOMG.
Oh, that would be dangerous.
Then just two, then AOMG can have just two.
Oh my God, you're right. I'm going to write Jay Park right now. Dear Mr. Park.
Doing a disservice to all the fans if you did not extend the invitation to
Im J Bum. Thank you. Yes, there can be two.
Oh my gosh.
So, okay, they own GOT7, right? But do they own the rights to JJ Project?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know if they own their subunits.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that would suck.
That would.
JYP would be like, got your ass.
No shaky shaky for me. So there is something that I want to see.
What do you want to see?
SHINee's Beyond Live online concert.
Oh, that's right. It's their first online concert.
Yes. So far, the ones that I've participated in have been wonderful because I can sit on my couch and watch and pretend like I'm at a live concert, even though I'm not. But I've been diving more into SHINee. And
wow,
I think I'm going to watch it. I mean, I probably should watch it for the podcast, you know. Good research.
For us.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this comeback has been great. I really enjoyed this album that they just put out.
Me too. They came back really strong.
It did. It was almost like a reminder of like, we're the prince of K-pop. We're the princes of K-pop. It was like they're letting all of like NCT and Super M just kind of do their thing. And now they're like, okay, we're back. We're going to take our spot back at the top. Thank you very much. Thanks for keeping it warm. Yeah. Here we come. Let's remind you all why you got into the business here.
Mm-hmm. It's like they reminded everyone just how good they really are.
Exactly. Because they are very talented.
Oh, yeah. They're super good. Which is nice. It's nice to see like an older group still come as strong as the younger one still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes they kind of like fade out and you're like, like, I feel like Super Junior's kind of doing that. Like, they're still good, but you're kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
Super Junior, you know.
Their name carries them more than what they're producing now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but SHINee's is still very strong. They're still very relevant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, speaking of an old group, you know the group, TVXQ.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, that's just an awkward group name. Mm-hmm. Like, how are people supposed to say that? One of the members, Yoonho, did you hear about this? That his little controversy?
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't say it's little. I think it's pretty big. But I didn't really dive into this because, I forgot. I just read a headline. So apparently, police came in, cracked down on this, like, illegal adult entertainment thing. And he was there. And he fled.
Run.
Like he ran away. But people saw him running away. Oh, no. You can't run away. That's I'm like, that's embarrassing. Just own up to it. And like, you think anybody there who saw you there isn't going to like rat you out when they're also getting in trouble? Like,
you're the first person they're going to rat out.
Yeah. You're the celebrity. So I think he's dealing with that whole mess. I don't know. I didn't follow the story. I just thought it was funny that he tried to run.
It reminds me of that TikTok where they're like, we caught you in 4D. It's the clearest video.
Nobody got me on camera. We are going to a new topic.
I'm going to completely switch gears. Okay, there is something that I really wanted to talk to you about because I thought it was fake when I heard it, but it's not, it's real.
Oh.
So, how would you feel if I said, hey, Katie, let's go to the movies. And you're like, okay. And then I don't tell you what movie we're watching. I'm like, it's a surprise. And we sit down in the seats. We got like popcorn and drink or whatever. And the movie starts. And it's a movie based off of K-pop Demon Hunters.
Stop. Wait. Wait, are the demons in K-pop or are the K-pop idols the demon hunters?
The K-pop idols are the demon hunters.
Some of them are demons. What are you talking about?
So the movie is called It's by Sony. It's about a girl group that hunts demons.
What girl group is it?
I think they're going to make up some girl group.
Oh, okay. Whew.
Yeah.
Got so twice in there.
The film follows this like world-renowned K-pop girl group as they balance like their life in the spotlight and their secret identities as like these badass demon hunters.
I would watch that.
I would. That's really good. I was like, I don't know. I don't think this is true, but I'm still going to go watch it because I want to see what this is about.
Did somebody go like, let's make a movie about demon hunters, but they're like, okay, like what's hot right now? Okay, K-pop. Okay, it's a K-pop group.
Well, so what happened was their director, her name is Maggie. Her name's Maggie King. She's like a diehard K-pop fan. Like she's a deep love for K-pop. And so she's a director. So I guess when given the opportunity, she was like K-pop. So it is said that it's supposed to pay homage to like her roots, her Korean roots.
So this is just like a really successful fan fiction.
Basically, yes.
Okay. Nice.
Yes. But here it says, at a first look, K-pop demon hunters show three characters with brightly colored hair and clothes striking a pose on stage while clutching glowing weapons behind their backs.
So they're going to be hunting demons in like the shortest shorts with their little like booty spanks revealed underneath.
Exactly. Especially because
if we don't get some like real idols playing these actresses, like playing these characters, I'm going to be very disappointed.
I think it's a cartoon.
If they're all like, oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same.
Oh, I'm very intrigued.
It's the same studios that made Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, that's cool animation.
Yeah, I love it's done. That. It I love really cool. That movie. I thought it was done really well.
I never watched it.
It's actually really good. I thought it was going to be dumb, but I was actually pleasantly surprised.
I always intended to. I just kind of forgot about it. But it looked really cool.
Like yeah, the animation was.
Tell the way it was like drawn or CGI'd. I don't know how they did it.
I don't know how all that crap works.
Okay, well, I'm into it. Is it going to come to Netflix? Because
that's a good question. I don't even know. It doesn't really even have a release date yet. I think this is just like because it's K-pop related. As soon as they found out that a movie was being made, it just like they put out the story.
Mm, so we might be a couple years.
Yeah.
It'd be cool though. I'm sure the music will be really cool.
Yeah, I wonder what groups they're going to get to do like their...
Okay, you know who they should use is Aespa. Hello, they're already cartoons.
That's true. They can make their acting debut.
That would be sick.
That would be. And a win for SM.
I'd be into that. Right. Well, that's all we have for this week. If we left anything out, if you have any thoughts or opinions on anything we covered in this episode, make sure to head over to our Instagram and let us know in the comments or DM us. You can find us at The Stands Next Door on Instagram because we definitely want to know what you think. Or if there's just like something going on in the K-pop world and like you're like, yo, you guys should talk about this, let us know. We will talk about it. Even if it's like something we covered in the past. We will talk about it again. That's the great thing about K-pop. We'll always talk about it. Also, once you are on our Instagram, you can also find the studio that we are under. Surprise, we're under a studio. If you haven't heard in our last several episodes, it's the Daydream Media Studio. And you can find them on Instagram as well, at the Daydream Media Studio. Or you can go over to our pretty little website, which is daydreammediastudio.squarespace.com. And there you'll find all the K-pop stuff, favorite comebacks, debuts, Spotify playlist, all the good stuff is there for you as well. And make sure you subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Music. Give us some reviews, 5 stars, because you love us. And it would really help us out.
Yay.
And that's all we have for you guys this week.
We will talk to you next Friday.
Bye.